Oh, it's got it to go.
It's a go. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, you guys. Happy Friday. Yes, it's Friday. It doesn't matter. Every day is the same. Anyways, welcome to The Secret is Work. I am Princess, and my co-star, my co-host, my co-bestie is...
I'm Kirkland.
Kirkland Hawes.
We are back for another episode. We told you guys we were just going to make these podcasts very casual, not too much like rah, 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 just kind of chillaxing. Hopefully we get the best content this way when we're just being ourselves, having our normal conversations. And so this week's episode, we're going to talk about planning for 2019. How important it is, and how to get started on planting. Planning your 2019.
Yes, so we're going to talk about pretty much why don't wait for December 31st to start planning for your 2019. Start planning right now in October. I mean, really, you already know, based on the year you are having, what you want, some of the things you want to do in 2019. You already know, based on the money you make, how much money you want to make in 2019. You already know what are some of the things that work for you in 2018 that you're going to keep, and some of the things you're going to get rid of coming into the new year. So we're going to talk about start planning for 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Time to plan.
Time to plan. So when I woke up this morning, I was one of those. There are sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I get some type of inspiration or motivation in my sleep, and I wake up with one something specific on my mind, and I feel like 2019 was what was on my mind this morning. Like, even if you were to go to my Facebook page, you see how I'm talking about. Even my Insta stories, what I was talking about is being honest with yourself in 2019, being brutally honest. Like, be very specific of what you want. Be very specific of what you want for people. Assume absolutely nothing. No second guessing. No guessing. Just be honest with yourself and be straightforward. So, and that's the same thing as you said in your goals for 2019. Be very, 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 very specific. Okay, God said be specific. Be very specific of what you want. Be very specific. If you want a house, you know, like one of our goals for 2019 is to purchase our first home. So, which means we are creatives. We need to be very clear of what we want, what we want the house to look like. We are photographers. We need to be very clear where we want the house to be located based on where we normally shoot, based on where our events are. And we need to be so specific of how we want the house to be laid, the layout of the house. We know we need working space. We need space for us to take photos. We need maybe more bathrooms for our guests. So be very specific. And this is, you're not just buying a home for a family. We're buying our homes because we are creatives, and we're done paying rent, and we need our own space. So be very, 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 very specific. You know how much money you want to make based on how much money you make this year, based on how much money you needed to make a living. So that's what I mean. Be very, very specific.
Okay. That's fine in terms of that. So, like she said, one of our goals is to purchase a home in 2019, because what we keep finding is that we need different spaces, and what we keep having to do is rent these spaces to accommodate our needs for our, you know, our dreams, what we're trying to accomplish. Number one, I'd love to have almost like a recording booth-ish where we can record our podcast. I'm a sound stickler. I like sound to sound a certain way. Like, even the mic we have now, I love it, but it's not giving me the crispest sound ever. Like, I like for sound to sound a certain way, and I'd love to invest in more mics, a mixing board, things that will help us sound the way that I want to sound. So even that, I'd love to have like a little place where we record, even if it's just a closet that we turn into somewhere to record. I'd love to have like a little mini studio because, you know, Princess and JoJo have a clothing store. And of 2019, I've already shared that I want my own version of a clothing store for big guys. So I definitely want somewhere to shoot the products, you know, especially for the, you know, the things that necessarily I don't fit or things that I would just want to be very generic. So something on a white wall, something like that. I'd love to have a studio for that. Or when people want to do indoor shoots, I'd love something. I was thinking maybe I want like a, we would turn a garage into it, into the studio, something like that. So we definitely need spaces. We need office. We need, you know, designated areas. And so, don't mind that, y'all. So even things like that, we definitely need those spaces. I did. So, that's why we need to plan for 2019 so we can buy a specific type of house that has all the areas we need in them, which means that we're probably going, honestly, based on what I want to spend on a house, it means that we're going to have to find a neighborhood that's been, I guess, gentrified.
Cause those
are like neighborhoods that, where you get the most for your money.
And that's fine. And that's what we talk about being very specific. Like, I'm not going to share all of my goals on here because some of my goals, I'm just not sharing them with everyone. They're my goals and mine only. But the top three goals I can share with you guys. One is buying a house. That's on top of the list. Number two, my focus is to focus on the Black woman in 2019 and focus on her and her business and help her grow. And another thing is, of course, I want to launch my 30-day, not my 30-day, my monthly coaching program, which is a part of Vlog 101. So something that I get a lot of questions all the time. People always want me to coach them after our 101 sessions. So I want to create a platform for my clients to get access to, and it's a monthly fee where they pretty much get access from lessons from me, they get help from each other, and we do monthly meetups, whatever, for the local people. We do something where we can see each other in person, and also virtually we help each other. So those are the top three goals for me for 2019. But at the same time, it's like another thing too, is even with coaching my clients, it's like, we're going to be very honest. We're going to be very clear. If you already know you're going to be paying me this whatever amount I'm charging and you're not going to do the work, don't even waste your time and waste. Yeah, I'm going to get paid, but I'm not just in business to get paid. If you in my program and you're not getting any results, then I'm failing. I failed as a coach. So I want clients who are also very specific of what they want. So when they join my program, they know exactly what they want out of it. They know exactly what questions to ask me. They know exactly what questions to ask the people in the program. So, and it's the same thing with my followers. Like, everything I'm going to give you guys is going to be brutally honesty. Like, we ain't playing. If you want me to sugarcoat things for you, I'm just not the one. Go follow someone else. Go ask someone else questions. And if you can keep asking me the same questions over and over, at some point you either not listening or you just playing. So you really just playing. So 2019, get very clear. Get very, very specific. So start thinking of the things you want to do right now. Right, Kirky?
I agree. So now we've talked about planning 2019, being specific about your goals, but how do you plan? Like, what do you have to be doing? Because 2019 is really, and if you think about every year as a plant, every year is just the harvest of the seeds you've planted the year prior. So in order for 2019 to produce the crop that you want, you have to plant.
Nice to say plant.
Yeah, plant. Now you plant the seeds. So what seeds should you be planting now? Like you said, okay, let's talk about the entrepreneur that's, let's say they just got started in 2018. And so 2019, they're like, okay, I want to turn a profit in 2019. What goals, what seeds do they need to be planting now so that 2019 becomes a year that's fruitful?
Like, I think it goes down to, like you said, yeah, it is everything you did this year. So, like if for example, Jojo and I started an online store. That online store is not profitable right now. But what we're doing right now, we making ourselves known. We're on social media. We have vendor space coming up. We're wearing our outfits. So, and when you search for us, you're going to find us in our clothes. So we're talking about what we're doing right now, because in 2019, we're going to be bringing out better things, more things. And because you're going to remember us from 2018, you're going to be like, okay, well, they've been here for about a year. They're still putting out great content. They're still putting out cute clothes. They're still wearing their clothes. Then it's worth buying. It's worth checking out. So if planting a seed is really, even relationship, like Pat giving, if let's say we're giving out free clothes right now, but we know in the long run, someone will see the free clothes on someone else, they will purchase it. It was the same thing. For example, actually, he's a perfect example of planting the seed and harvest time coming another year. Let's take my photography, for example. Prior to becoming an official photographer, and mind you, I wasn't specifically planting seed to be a photographer. I just wanted to, I think that was the year of 2016, I think closing out 2015, I said, okay, I want to meet people. I want to grow my blog. I want to take myself online and put myself in front of people more. So I decided I was going to add an event category, and I was going to be covering events, right? And then once I did that, and then I reached out to one person. I was like, hey, you have this brunch coming up. Can I cover it for my blog? And boom, she said yes. From then, I covered events for almost 2 years for free. When I was almost covering events, I was at some point, I didn't even have to reach out to people no more. They were reaching out to me, asking to cover the events. I cover events, put them on my blog, share them on social media. The person that took the photos for, take them from my website. And when I officially become a photographer a year, almost 2 years later, a lot of those events that I was covering all of my clients, most of my clients were because of those events. So planting the seed can easily mean, yeah, right now you're not making any money in your business, but you're still going. You're still going to the event. You're still posting on social media. You're still sending out the email because people want to keep seeing you before they purchase. So yeah, it might take 2 whole years of people seeing your work online over and over, because in 2019, boom, they decided to buy, and boom, your business take off.
Okay. I mean, I can see that. I did.
Whatever that thing is, it's loud. That water thing.
I don't know.
It's going to be in this podcast. But go ahead. Go ahead, Kirkland.
Okay. So in 2019, the seeds that I'm planting are starting my Poshmark store this year. I'm starting off selling my items in my closet, and then I hope from there that people, you know, begin to buy the things that I have to offer on the store, and so that I can use that money then to go out to other places and find more clothes for big and tall men that they're interested in as well. So then I can expand the Poshmark store, and hopefully it grows to the point that I can then expand it into having my own store, where I can continue to sell gently used items. And then hopefully that money rolls into me opening my own store where I can produce my own clothes and sell. So for me, planting the seeds of 2018 was starting my Poshmark store to hopefully grow into my own secondhand store, and then grow into my own actual my own store where I'm making clothes that are made specifically for us, by us. So things like that.
So pretty much planting the seed is pretty much getting started.
Basically.
Start doing the legwork. Start learning what it's going to take to get to make this a thing and take it to the next level.
Basically, that's what planting the seed is. Starting the work now and understanding that what's happening now is a result of the beginning stages, and that you shouldn't be looking for success at this stage. You're basically just making sure that the seeds you plant are getting watered, i.e. the work, and basically continue to put in the work every day until those harvests start to grow, and you know, eventually you can pick the harvest. And at that stage is when you can start to look for how to count your profits, basically. So I think that's a good way of talking about how to get started for 2019, how to start planting the seeds, what to do in terms of that.
I agree.
So I think it's a good place to, you know, end on a good note. And so Princess is going to tell you where you can find her all across the internet.
Well, you guys can find me. Okay, yeah, you guys can find me all over the internet.
Where can they find you?
I'm all over the internet.
She talks, guys.
Okay, Kirkland, can I tell them where they can find me? I am all over the internet as I Am Princess. Of course, my blog is iam.princess.com. And you guys know I am a photographer. So if you need a photo shoot done, you need me to cover an event, you need me to take whatever photo you need, I am Shot by Princess on IG. And I Am Princess. Well, I kept saying I Am Princess like it's I Am Princess. Shots by Princess on IG. Princess.com is the website. And that all those princesses are triple I and triple S. And of course, if you guys want to be coached by me, I coach new bloggers, business women. My audience are women, so I only coach and shoot women. I do have one guy client. I love Michael. Michael is my amazing guy client. I shoot his wife, his kids. He's amazing. Other than Michael, I only shoot women, and I won't be taking any men client in 2019. So, gentlemen, I love you guys, but check out Kirkland for your stuff, not me. Anyways, I Am Princess all over, and yeah, I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, and you can find me all over the web at XL Tribe. That's on Facebook, that's on Instagram, that's on Twitter, that's on Pinterest, that's on Tumblr. We're XL Tribe everywhere. So until next week, peace out.